Blog Talk Radio.
To our Father, it says, pray to
your Father which is in heaven, and your Father which is in secret shall reward you openly. So I'm giving you that announcement from this date forth, August 27, 2019. I will try not to pray for our sheep on the radio. I will have to do that when I go into my closet and close the door. And then pray to my Father which is in heaven so that he can reward me openly. I have read to you from the New Testament book of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 6. Hopefully you wrote that down, see? This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Tuesday, everyone. It was raining out this morning. There might be a drizzle going on in the air right now. I don't know because I'm in my dining room. I want you sheep to remember this. There are two places in the Bible that I have found that gives you the Ten Commandments. Excuse me, sheep. I had felt still better. There are two places in the Bible that tells you where the Ten Commandments are. You are to do them. Read them and do them for yourself. When I have a chance, I would try to read those Ten Commandments to you again and again and again and again so that you will remember what they are. Also, I have been listening to a young man calls himself Big Judah out of California, and he's speaking the truth. To me, I think he's speaking the truth. And they are, sometimes he reads from other Bibles. And, you know, when I was a child, they were saying, this is the only Bible you should have. Those others, you should not get involved with that. But I think that as soon as I finish reading this Bible openly to you, see, I am going to read those to you because our Father has given those scriptures to the prophets. He wanted us to know. And the people who are telling us not to read those Bible books are the ones who have enslaved us. Every word of God is true, and we should know them, or at least heard of them one time. And so I'm only hearing what Big Judah has told me, and I am going to tell you if I'm alive and get those books that he reads to me. And I'll start reading one by one by one. However many books there are where our Father has told us. But first I want to get this Bible reading in your mind so that you will know what's in it. So let me stop talking and start reading to you what's in it so that you can't say that I didn't tell you what is already written for you to know. And may not remember it all. Just like me, I forgot some of it. Just like this scripture where the young man told us to pray in secret. And I remembered that Bible scripture, although I had been doing something wrong. I should not follow. I don't want to follow the world. Like I'm a woman and I wear skirts most of the time. The Bible tells us, you know, there are laws in this country that goes against this Bible. one thing and tell you, you can have an abortion. That's murder. Our Father said, you're not supposed to murder. You know, it's in the Ten Commandments. I don't know what book they have that tells you to. And I'm so glad that our Father has this book that tells us don't murder. There are certain things we sheep cannot do. And if you do those things and you're following, I know you get mad sometimes, want to hurt someone, but you got to let it go quickly and apologize to your brother if you can. And move on. Start singing a song to our Father. Listen, I am in the book of Deuteronomy. That's spelled D-E-U-T-E-R-O-N-O-M-Y. Deuteronomy, chapter 33. It only has 34 chapters. So once we read this one today, hopefully I will get into chapter 34 and read all of it. Then we'll start in the book of Joshua. Yay! Thank God for that. Okay, let's read chapter 33, verse 1. And this is the blessings where Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. And he said, the Lord came from Sinai and rose up from Seir, that's spelled S-E-I-R, unto them. He shouted forth from Mount Paran, that's spelled P-A-R-A-N, and he came with 10,000 of saints. From his right hand went a fiery law for them. You, he loved the people, not you, but yea, he loved the people. All his saints are in his hand, and they sat down at his feet. Everyone received of your word. Moses commanded us a law, even the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. And Jacob is a Hebrew. He is a black man. And these preachers are not telling you the truth. I'm telling you what I know to be true. Like if you read, when you read the book of Genesis, and there is a chapter in there where Joseph, the woman said that Joseph the Hebrew was trying to rape her. Well, you know, if she says that Joseph is a Hebrew, well, his father, Jacob, is a Hebrew. So that's why I know that. That's why I know that Jacob is black. It's telling you all in the Bible. Read the Bible and start doing critical thinking. Then you will understand that this Bible was may have been printed by white men, but most of it is written by black people. I think all of it is written by black people. Well, the white man had the printing presses where he could put it in print, and he only allowed us to have a lot on this Bible, whereas there are many words that are written about our Father that we know nothing about. He hid those books from us. Although he gave us the right to read, he hid the other books. So the other books are saying startling things about them. They will blatantly tell who the enemy is. And so when I get those books and they say that who the enemy is, you accept it. And understand, you don't play. Why are you playing pussyfoot to those people? They hate you. They kill our children sometimes. And not a thing we can do about it. There is not a thing that we can do. But our Father, if you notice what is happening in the earth, He is going to take care of that. And right now, in the United States, there is a flood going in one area, and then there is a fire going in the other area, and then a fire going in the South America, Joseph. So our Father is taking care of that. Verse 6. Let's start at verse 5. No, maybe I should go up to verse 3. Yea, He loved the people. All His saints are in His hand, and they sat down at His foot. Everyone shall receive of the words. Moses commanded us a law. Well, Moses ordered us a law. Even the inheritance of the congregation of Jacob. And he was king in Jeshua. He was king in Jeshua when the head of the people and the tribes of Israel were gathered together. So we understand that Moses was king. Well, that's what I'm understanding, that he was king in a place called Jeshua when the heads of the people and the tribes of Israel were gathered together. These are the blessings. This is what he's telling the 12 tribes. Let Reuben live and not die, and not his men be through. And this is the blessing of Judah. Hold on, saints. Someone is calling me. And I'm not going to answer that. I have told my people not to call me or disturb me when I am on the phone. So this person must not know that I have a broadcast coming on this time on Tuesday. And it's a 313 call. They hung up. And this is the blessing of Joshua. Now, and this was the blessing of Judah. And he said, hear, Lord, the voice of Judah, and bring him unto his people. Let his hands be sufficient for him, and be thou as help to him from his enemies. And of Levi, he said, let your ermine and your Urim, that's spelled, let me spell these words out to you. Thurimin. I call Thurim and Urim is spelled Urim. Be worthy of the Holy One, whom thou didst prove at Massa, and that's spelled Massah, and with whom you didst strive at the waters of Meribah. And verse 11. I thought I had written what Meribah is a place. That's when Moses hit the rock, and he should not have hit the rock. He was, I think, oh, Father, bring it to my remembrance, Holy Spirit. He was not supposed to hit the rock to give out water to the children of Israel. Now, verse 9, and he said unto his father and to his mother, I have not seen him, neither did I acknowledge his brethren, nor knew his own children, but they have observed your words and kept your covenant. They shall teach Jacob and thy judgments, and Israel your law. They shall put increase before you, and the whole burnt offerings unto the altar, unto your altar. Verse 11, lest the Lord his substance and accept the work of his hand. You know, what I just noticed, I left my television on, and I need to get up and go turn it off. Excuse me, sheep, while I get up and go turn my television on. I have it on. I didn't mean to leave it on. I've turned it off. Then went back to sit at my desk. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to do that. And don't let me turn my television off. Don't let me leave it on anymore while I have a program going on. Let me see. Oh, let me see. I think I am at verse 10. They shall teach Jacob your judgments and Israel your law. They shall put increase before you, a whole burnt sacrifice upon your altar. Bless the Lord, the substance, and accept the work of his hands. Smite through the loins of them that rise up against him, and them that hate him, that they rise no not again. And Benjamin, he said, the beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him. And the Lord, well, I now understand. You're saying you're going to dwell in you're going to dwell by Benjamin, and you're going to dwell in safety by him. Let me read verse 12 again. I didn't understand it at first, but now I'm understanding. And of Benjamin, he said, the love of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him. So you're going to dwell by him in safety, and the Lord shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders. And of Joseph he said, best of the Lord, let me read verse 13 over. And of Joseph he said, blessed of the Lord be his hand for the precious things of heaven, for the dew and for the deep that couches beneath, and for the precious fruit brought forth by the sun, and the precious things put forth by the moon, and the chief things of the ancient mountains, and for the precious things of the lasting hills, and for the precious things of the earth and fullness thereof, and for the goodwill of him that dwells in the bush, let the blessings come upon his head, upon the head of Joseph. Let me read that part again. It's in verse 16, in the middle of verse 16. Let the blessings come upon the head of Joseph, and upon the top of his head, of him that was separated from his brethren. So he's talking about Joseph. Remember, his brothers sold him to the Egyptians, to his Potiphar bought him, and Potiphar's wife wanted to have relations with him, but he would not go there, because our father, he is respecting the laws of our father. That's what we are supposed to do. Respect the laws of our father. No other God has given any other nation what he has given to us. Our father loved us so much that he even gave us this Bible, as well as other Bibles that we have not been allowed to have. But somehow we are being able to get them. And once I finish reading all the words of this Bible, I am going to read the words of the prophets of other Bibles. Other people wrote prophets for him, wrote words for him too, not only this Bible. But I want to know what the other Bibles are saying too. And I think that they are saying interesting things. And if you will listen to me, and I hope you sheep will, we're going to learn all the things, or as much as the Lord will allow me to tell you. I never know when he'll come back and say, it's time for you to go home. But while I'm here, I hope that he allows me to do what I'm doing. I got 17 minutes to finish this chapter 33 for you all of Deuteronomy. Verse 17. His glory is like the firstling of his bullock, and his horns are like the horns of a unicorn. With them he shall push the people together to the ends of the earth. And they are the 10,000 of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. And of Zebulun he said, rejoice, Zebulun, in thy goings out, and Issachar, in your tents. They shall call the people unto the mountain. There they shall offer sacrifices of righteousness, for they shall suck up the abundance of the sea and of the treasures hidden in the sand. In Gad, and of Gad he said, blessed be he that enlarges Gad. He dwelleth as a lion and teareth the arms which with the crown of his head, and he provided his first part for himself, because there in a portion of the lawgiver was he seated, and he came without gifts of the people. He executed the justice of the Lord and his judgments with Israel. And of Dan, he said, Dan is a lion's whelp. He shall leap from Bashan. Bashan is spelled Bashan. And of Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, sacrifice with favor and full with the blessings of the Lord. Possess you the west and the south. And of Asher, he said, let Asher be blessed with his children. Let him be acceptable to his brethren, and let him dip his foot in oil. Your shoes shall be iron and brass, and as your days, so shall they strength, so shall your strength be. The word there is THY. So shall your strength be, thy strength be. Verse 26. There is none unto God like Jeshua, who rideth upon the heavens in your help and in his excellency on the sky. My father would tell me what that means at another time, because right now, at first I was thinking that Jeshurun was a place that our king, where Moses was a king. But now, it's saying something else. Let me read verse 26 over. Maybe you can understand it better than I. At least I am telling you one time what this means. There is none unto, verse 26, there is none like unto the God of Jeshua, who rideth upon the heavens in the, your help in his excellency of the sky. Well, Jeshua is, now I'm understanding it a little better. I read it better, so I understand it better. Moses is the king of God, of Jeshua. Jeshua is a place. And the king of Jeshua, and that was Moses, who rideth upon the heavens in your help and in his excellency of the sky. The eternal God is your refuge, and beneath are the everlasting arms, and he shall thrust out, excuse me, see, I had belch, and I'm still belching. Oh, Lord. And he shall thrust out the enemy before you and shall say, destroy them. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountain of Jacob shall be upon the land of corn and wine. Also, his heaven shall drop dew. Shall drop from June. Let me read verse 28 again. Israel then shall dwell in safety alone. The fountains of Jacob shall be upon the land of corn and wine. Well, that doesn't sound like the old country where we come from. Maybe this is a new land. Also, his heaven shall drop down dew. Also, his heaven shall drop down dew. Happy are you, O Israel, who is like unto you, O people saved by the Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. You saved us, a whole nation. You didn't save those who have gathered to do us wrong. And one of them is acting as if he's more than the other. That's why, Father, when you do destroy this earth, don't destroy us in this land where we are. We are the children of Israel. And we are telling the people, and they are trying to say that. You look up the DNA of the, what is it? The Kazans, as you said, those who acting as Jews, they are not. They are the Kazans. You see, I want you to look up the DNA of Kazars, K-H-A-R-A-S. I think that's the way you spell it. Then you'll know that they are not the children of God. We are. It's telling you right here in this book. And in this chapter, we are the slaves. That it was in Deuteronomy. What was that? Deuteronomy chapter 26. I read to you Deuteronomy 28. In Deuteronomy 28, verse 68. Well, I got it backwards. Deuteronomy 28, verse 68. Who were brought to this country, United States of America, in slave ships? We were not them over there. This book is telling us who the enemy is and who we are. So read your Bible. As many years that I had gone to church, and I enjoyed the services that the preachers preached, but they did not preach. I did not understand the Bible as I did then. And now I'm understanding because I'm taking time to read the Bible for myself. And as well, you listen, you will know as much as I. And more, maybe you're smarter than I. And you read faster. And I thank our Father for this guy named Big Judah out of California, because he's reading some of the other books that the prophets have written. And he's telling us different things. Let me finish up Deuteronomy 33 right now. Israel then shall dwell in the safety alone. The fountains of Jacob shall be upon a land of corn and wine. Also, his heavens shall drop down dew. Hold on one moment, sheep. I am in verse 29. Someone's at my door. Hold on. Hold on, Chief.
You are to cut that down.
Yeah. Can we go? We just need to put back there first.
Yeah, go back there.
No, it's on
this side.
Oh no, we're doing this side. We're planning this side now. We already planned that.
Yeah. Well, this for the back. This for the
You're the one that was south of there. Yeah, I already saw that.
Okay.
That brush we talked about. Yeah, that was me. But now we're the other side of the street behind her.
Yeah, but thank you. We never need to set that part.
Oh, sheep. You just heard the young man from DTE. That's Detroit Edison and Electric. They're cutting down trees. Wanted to go back in my backyard and cut a tree down or cut trees down, whatever. And I give them permission. I tell them, you all heard me say, go back there and cut it down. Whatever is back there, they should cut down. Verse 29, happy are you, O Israel, who is like unto you, O people, saved by the Lord, the shield of your help, and who is the sword of your excellency. And thine enemies shall be found liars. Oh, that's true. The one who is ruling our country now tells lies after lie. And, you know, that is so true. Where is that? In verse 29. That's the last verse in this chapter. Let me finish reading it. Let me read it again. Happy are you, O Israel, who is like unto you. Oh, someone is knocking at my door again. Oh, God. Now there's my brother coming over here. Oh, Lord. Let me try to finish this up. I'm going to try to read verse 29 again. I am reading on the radio. So, happy are you, O Israel, who is like unto you? The people saved by the Lord, the shield of your help, who is the sword of your excellency, and thine enemy shall be found liars unto you, and shall tread upon their high places. Oh, Father, thank you for allowing us to do that. I thank you so much. My program has ended. I want you to read verse 34 or chapter 34. That will be the last chapter in Deuteronomy, and we'll start Friday, probably, in the book of
Father.
Well, in the book of Doctor.
Help your children and don't let them fall by the side of the road.
Oh, see, that's a good idea.
Love one another. Father.
That
heaven might find a place in their heart. Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know we've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation. Cause he's love and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and his word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts.